This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Hopefully you are too. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. More of a reason for them to take your guns away from you, right? Listen, I'm just saying it because you know it's coming. We had the San Jose shooting. Left 8 dead. Deceased suspect identified, and the victims. Look at the. They'll say, you know, here's the deal. If the guy didn't have a gun, these people would still be alive. Always back to the gun. Can't talk about mental health. Can't talk about what led the guy to do this. These will probably, I don't know yet, because this is fairly new. I would guess, I am guessing, I have no proof, that these were legally obtained guns, right? I'll tell you what, I mean, personally myself and a couple of friends, a couple of people I know in California, it's almost impossible to get guns. Some of the gun shops I know, they wait weeks for certain guns to come in. You actually have to find them because a little, I won't call it a loophole. But because of the way they wrote the law, you could find a gun at another gun dealer in another state and have it shipped into a gun dealer here. That's legal to do. But for you to actually walk in, look around, and have your gun 10 days later, it's almost impossible. You have to buy it online, then they have to ship it to your dealer, your dealer gets it in, checks it out, then you go in, you get the, I mean, it's just, it really, it's amazing. You can buy legal dope faster and cause more damage. Eight people killed by the gunman in Northern California were shot in two separate buildings before the suspect shooter took his own life. Santa Clarita Sheriff Lori Smith expressed her grief for the families of victims. It was at a Valley Transportation Authority building. She said that the deputies of San Jose police officers were first on the scene. And they, you know, again, were BLM members showing up there? Because there were black people that were shot, too. You know what I mean? I mean, really, because we have to defund the police. We never want them responding to stuff like this. Oh, it's just amazing to me. When they got the, again, they got the report the shots were fired, you think their first thought was, oh, do I really want to do this? Do I want to get myself in trouble? The suspect was identified as Samuel Cassidy, 57. He was a VTA employee. Nobody knows why he did it. The ex-girlfriend told the San Francisco Chronicle he was prone to alcohol-fueled mood swings. Ding, ding, ding. He'd been accused in March 2009 of rape and abuse. The documents were filed in response to a domestic violence restraining order. Now, let me tell you something. So here's the deal. When you go into California, and I don't know if this is a federal, it might be a federal thing, I don't know. All right? I'm not a gun aficionado. I know I could use it to protect myself, but other than that. So, right on the documents that you sign to get a gun, it asks if you've ever had a restraining order against you for, you know, for violence. Now, if he answered yes, I'm not so sure he would be able to get his hands on these guns. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. If somebody out there knows, feel free to call in. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. But they ask you these questions. And the funny thing about it, recently, when I was in one of these gun shops talking to the guy, I'm reading down the questionnaire, and one of them says, are you a fugitive from justice? Are you a felon? Look at it. Are you wanted by the police? Basically. And he said he actually had a guy at one time answer yes on that question. And they kept him busy until the cops got there. All right? I mean, how stupid can you be? The former girlfriend alleged that his mood swings worsened when he drank. And then he played several mind games, which he seems to enjoy. She listed several incidents of alleged sexual assault in which he would hold her arms and force himself on her. He would apologize and never say he'd never do it again. Let me tell you what, if you're in an abusive relationship like that, if you're a woman and you're in an abusive relationship, like, get out. You may not have to get away forever, but get out. And if you really love the person, help them get help. You can't help them. Otherwise, you would have helped them already. You cannot help them. The shooter took place at the facility that is next door to the sheriff's department. Well, that must have been fast, easy to get to. But, again, let's just go back to this. I don't know how he got the guns. Looks like he got them legally. So now these people up there are going to say, hey, listen, no more. Can't do this. No, really, think about it. Can't do this. You're not going to be able to get guns anymore. This is too easy for you to kill people. This is how the loons in California think. In Washington, D.C. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karen Jean-Pierre said the White House will continue to stay in close contact with local officials in San Jose. These are their people. Before using the shooting as an opportunity to call for Congress to strengthen background checks. That's a real word. Strengthen them how, people? That's what I want to know. They'll never answer that question. In what way? I mean, are they doing a check to begin with? Let me ask that question. Maybe they're not. I don't know. But I know you got to wait for 10 days in California. They have 10 days to check you out. I don't know what they're checking. Help me understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Darren Smith joins me. He's running against Liz Cheney. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and that's why you become part of the solution, okay? Now, you guys know I rail on a regular basis on some of you that are such diehard Republicans, diehard, conservatives, that if somebody has an R in front of their name, you vote for them. And I keep telling you, don't do it. You got to get to know these people. You got to get to know what they stand for. Because in some cases, the R and the D are just the same. There's no difference between them. And I keep telling you that. And we're running into that in the area that I live in. People for years who claim to be conservative Republicans, now that the real heat is on. You know, it's one thing to have 5 or 6 people or 50 people that are yelling at you at a school board meeting. It's another thing when 200 people are outside the school board meeting with you know, BLM signs and all this other stuff. Can you hold your own? Will you hold strong? Will you hold what's right? I find myself reminding my colleagues that we are a representative form of government. We don't get to make it up as we go or because I feel it's a certain way. I'm representing the people who voted for me. I'm not representing Joe Messina. And a lot of the people that we've elected have forgotten that. One of those people, I don't even know if she was ever even on our same page, is Liz Cheney. If you want to forget everything else she's ever done, if you want to give her a pass on everything else, the fact that she unconstitutionally tried to impeach a president or an outgoing president of this country is unforgivable to me. They almost feel like the Cheneys almost feel like they own Wyoming, but I've been told maybe not. Darren Smith joins me. He became the third Republican to announce a primary campaign against the incumbent U.S. Representative Liz Cheney. Darren, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Hey, Joe. It's great to be on your show, and thank you to the listeners for the great time we're going to have.
Well, we're gonna have a good time, all right. I'll tell you what. No doubt about it for me, anyhow. You know, first of all, let's just get down to, you know, how are the Cheneys received in Wyoming? How have they been received? I'm going to want to get a feel for where they're at.
Well, I think in the 70s, right? I mean, Dick Cheney was a true Wyoming son, and he did some great things. We loved Dick Cheney back in the day. Dick went to Washington. He represented us. Then he became the head of the Department of Defense, and then he ended up being the Vice President of the United States. And at the time, we thought those were great things. But we've since learned that the system is absolutely corrupt, right, Joe?
Yep.
And it's not even in Wyoming are you immune from that. So his daughter came in and certainly thought it was her birthright to represent us, even though she hadn't lived here since they moved away in the 70s, right? And she spent, I mean, she bought the election. She spent $5 million to win an election in 2016.
Wow. It's just amazing. And, you know, Wyoming to me, you know, again, it's just Americana in so many different ways. I mean, I know we're made up of a whole bunch of different states and what have you, but it really is the epitome of what this country looked like in the beginning. At least I think so.
Well, it is. In fact, I would say that we're the heartland. Wyoming, Texas, Oklahoma, right? Especially Wyoming, we're the least taxed, least regulated, maybe most prosperous place on earth. I like to joke about Wyoming. We have such good morals here that you could walk into a bar and say, okay, y'all, we're going to pray. They don't bow their heads and say, make it quick, right? I mean, it's just that kind of a thing.
I love it. I personally think that's great. All right, so let's get to brass tacks here, okay? I don't want to talk about your challenges. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about what makes you different than her. You know, why should people in Wyoming look at you and say, okay, he's the guy we need? And frankly, why do people outside of Wyoming, and people, you hear me say this all the time, need to support you?
Right. Well, the first thing is I'm actually a fourth-generation Wyomingite. I'm not from D.C. I'm not from California. I'm actually from here. And our message is simple. Let's export Wyoming values to Washington and not the other way around. Right. I've got a diverse background. First of all, I'm a family man first. Love my family. Married to my beautiful wife, Alicia, our five kids. We also took in a boy that needed a home. So we're a family of eight, right? And I'm a businessman, a successful businessman. And I'm also a successful executive. I spent 12 years working with the Christian Broadcasting Network, doing the opposite of the Liz Cheney faction, actually trying to make a difference in the world and drilling water wells all over the world for people without fresh water, sending doctors on medical missions. I just have a great background for this. And I wanted to share a word picture for you and your audience when you're ready.
I ain't got a way to show a picture. I'm just joking with you. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Okay, so here's what happened. My analogy to what's happening in D.C. in America is this. In 2008, I was on a medical missions trip. We were on the Amazon, and I was with a man named Luis Salazar, who is a pastor and a statesman in Peru. And we're about to go into this village, and do an economic development, a water well, some medical outreach, and also some economic things. And we're looking at this, hill, and at the top of the hill, all the way down to the river, all we could see was trash, plastic bottles, bags, you name it. It was just, it was filth. And here's the thing, there were people everywhere along the banks. There were ladies who were washing clothes in the river. There were kids playing in the river right next to their mothers. There was an outhouse right next to where they were washing the clothes and playing. And not very far from there, the men were fishing. And I was just sitting there and couldn't believe what I was seeing. And Luis, he elbows me and he says, "You either shape your environment or it shapes you, eh?" And I thought, truer words have never been spoken. And here's the deal. So either we shape DC or it shapes us. And it's been shaping us for a very long time, Joe.
Yeah.
I was going to give you a great example. The Department of Education. It was founded in 1980. Guess how many dollars we've spent on education through the national government since 1980?
I was going to tell you too much, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's $2 trillion. $2 trillion. And you know what we have to show for it? We were nearly number one in the world every single year from 1960 to 1980. After that, guess what? We're not even in the top 25. We haven't been for decades.
No.
That's what we have to show for it. And now, look what we have on the horizon here. Even schools, we're not immune here in Wyoming. Even schools in Wyoming are being forced to embrace they're trying to force us to embrace transgenderism and, gender dysphoria and all these things.
Well, we got to go for a quick break, and I want to talk about that more on the other side of the break, because more and more states are taking back their education, taking back a lot of things going on within the states, and I'm loving it. About time they stepped up. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am. If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people were killed Wednesday when a gunman opened fire at a light rail yard in San Jose. The shooter, identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy, was an employee at the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority facility. The Santa Clara County Sheriff says that they also found explosive materials in the building. Officials say Cassidy is among the dead. They believe he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. No clear motive has been identified. VTA officials say that light rail services will be suspended for several days while the investigation at the yard continues. And President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials for a definitive conclusion on the source of COVID-19. In a statement, Biden says he's asked the intelligence community to redouble their efforts to find evidence that could bring them closer to a definitive answer on the virus's origins. Biden says the intelligence community is focusing on two likely scenarios, a laboratory accident or human contact with an infected animal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up the website. The website. I know, I talk too fast sometimes. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're one of those people who can't stand emails, and I'm one of those people, believe it or not, who can't stand emails, head up to the website. And you can always do a, what they call a text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And I am joined by one of the challengers to Representative Liz, well, you know what? Well, I'm not going to call her representative because I don't know who she represents. Liz Cheney, who happens to occupy a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Darren Smith joins me, and he is running in the primary against Liz Cheney. And Darren, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
Yeah,
and we'll just go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you really can't. We got to stop calling these people representatives when they really don't represent us anymore. We really got to stop doing that, you know?
I couldn't agree more, and it's absolute corruption. The system is rigged. Corruption is the disease, and we in the heartland are the cure. And it's coming, and they can hear us coming. And there's a rumble, and it's not just a whimper. It's a freight train, and we're going to run right through D.C.
And my friend, I really do hope you're right, because I'm going to tell you something. We're tired of sending people there. And then they don't do what they say they're going to do, or they get sucked into, you know, the system, if you would, into the swamp. And a lot of people go there, you know, they're there for 2 years, they want to stay, the power starts to build, and they're more inclined to do what they need to do to stay in power or to stay in that seat than they are to do what the people sent them there for. And it's a disease. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Yeah, how are you going to make sure it doesn't happen to you?
But you know what? I love what Truman had to say. Those are great points that you make, and Truman put it best. If you got rich in politics, you are a crook. And Cheney, she says, oh, the greatest travesty in American history is January 6th. What? January 6th? Are you kidding me? By the way, I was there on January 6th. And what I saw, I was at the front of the Capitol. It was a historic moment. Joe, and what I saw was there were some rabble-rousers that came in, but the police started to stand down, and they broke the barriers and let the people through. I'm telling you, you, me, and six other people with bear spray could have held that crowd back better than the Capitol Police did.
Wow.
It was an organized event. I'm just telling you, it was rigged.
right? Now I told the kids around me, I said, I actually grabbed some guy's bullhorn, didn't even know him, and I started chanting Back the Blue, and several hundred people started chanting Back the Blue with me, and that, we froze that whole right side of that barrier. And then the Capitol Police were breaking those barriers, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm actually breaking the law, going against the cops here. That was initially my thought, right? But back to my main point. Liz Cheney wants a congressional hearing on that. I'm okay with that. If we have a congressional hearing also on what happened in Milwaukee, in Minneapolis, in Portland, in Seattle, right?
Huh?
Right? We're all this violence and talk about deaths, right? They're trying to, the only death that they can really tie to January 6th was the lady who was shot for entering the building, right?
Right.
She was, of course she shouldn't have been there. I mean, anybody who couldn't have processed that certainly wasn't thinking squarely. Your most important decision maybe in American history was being made by the most important deliberative body, and you had to be nuts to go up to the Capitol, but people did. And by the way, you know what the people that we saw were doing? They were singing the national anthem, God Bless America. It was super peaceful, but I don't care. I mean, I don't think they should have done that, right? I mean, because they actually blew what could have been, they could have deliberated, and we could have actually maybe sent the delegates, we could have sent everything back to the states in question, right? And really taking a good look at those receipts, right?
I am thoroughly disgusted by the fact that how many of these representatives and Senate and representatives that don't know. They have no clue what the Constitution says about what ability they had that day. And, you know, shame on Mitch McConnell and the other leaders for not pulling them all together and saying, listen, constitutionally, here's what you can do. Here's what you have the right to do. Here's what you have the power to do. I heard one senator say that he thought that the vote went back to the states for the states via the delegates to vote for it all over again. And we're going, no. Every state only gets one vote, you know?
Right.
And we would have had it.
It was about a free and fair and audited election, Joe. That's what we wanted, right? Yep. I mean, of course, you and I both believe that the election was stolen, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? If there was a real audit done, like the one that's taking place in Arizona, I mean, a real audit, and it still came back that Joe Biden was president, I find that hard to believe. But if it did, then I would totally have peace with that, right? And we just have to, cowboy up, as we do in Wyoming, and figure out how to come back and beat them the next time. But that's not what happened. We know that. Now, here's the thing. I think we need a congressional investigation, but it's along the lines of Harry Truman. Here's what I think. The Cheney's, Pelosi's, and Biden's, we need to investigate that situation, because how could you and your colleagues, how could you become dirty, stinking, filthy, rich by the billions of dollars as public servants, right? That's what I want to know. I want an investigation into that. I think the majority of Americans would rather see that than an investigation into how bike racks got broken apart by the Capitol Police and people descended upon the Capitol. Now, by the way, that Capitol building is so secure, there's no way that the people with the tools that they had could have broken into that building. I mean, and with the force that they had, they could have easily repelled it. I'm not sure. I'm just telling you that it was a setup.
Yeah. No question. Look, at when you see what was going on, you saw that the Capitol Police, I'll even go this far, you saw what appeared to be the Capitol Police, you know, removing those bike racks, giving them an open way to get into that place. It really is interesting to me that nobody, well, people who picked up on it aren't saying anything about it. We should be pounding our fists on the table with that on a regular basis, screaming about that, you know, what's going on there. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. And they're covering it up, right? And anybody who questions it, they're trying to deny the fact that there's so much fact that there was no fraud. They're in denial about what really happened. They're one of those, one of those conspiracy theorists. Well, it's not a conspiracy theory to demand a fair election and to exercise your constitutional rights and petition.
Yeah, let's get to some of the questions of the day, some of the things that you're going to come up in front of you that you're going to need to fight for, and that is, let's talk about the sanctity of life. Where do you sit with the sanctity of life? Will you protect the life in the womb?
You know, that, Joe, I'm 100% pro-life. And I believe that a person is a person, no matter how small or no matter how old. Just like Dr. Seuss said in Horton Hears a Who, the movie. A person is a person, no matter how small. But a society is only as strong as how it protects the most weak amongst us.
Yep.
Whether it's a baby that's just been formed in the womb, right? Just when the first seconds of the formation of the baby, or all the way to the end of life. And we're seeing right now on both ends of the spectrum, that there's really an effort, right, to cheapen life and not to protect it and to really, it breaks my heart. How many people are actually sent to hospice or elder care and actually more or less terminated, Joe, when they have many more good years left to live?
Yeah, I so much agree with you. When you look at what's going on out there right now and the push and how afraid they are that they may lose this. I mean, seriously, you're looking now at the Supreme Court, looking at taking on some of these heartbeat cases. And, Darren, I got to tell you something. I've been screaming for years, as sad as this comment is going to be, I've been screaming for years, stop going into these courts and telling the judges that God doesn't like abortion, because, frankly, they don't care anymore. Nobody cares what God thinks in the courts. Now, I'm a Christian. I care what God thinks. But we're supposed to be smart. We're supposed to fight these the smart way. And when they start going down this road of the heartbeat, I thought that was genius. That was my personal opinion. I thought that was the best way to make that happen and to push back on this. So I'm really happy that somebody's actually taking this on and going down this road. So, again, we'll talk more about this and some of the other issues that you're going to be facing and some of the support that I hope you're going to get. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. People, while we're at it, while we're at commercial, let's help support some of these people. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for our newsletter. Right? I mean, what's wrong with that? Don't you want to be informed? Sign up for the newsletter. You can always unsubscribe at any particular time. And just head up there. Read some of the articles. Give us some thumbs up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to the Real Set on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot to talk about in the next hour. I got a lot I want to hit you guys up with. And, you know, there's no holes barred. When I'm on it alone, nothing is sacred as far as I'm concerned. Let me just bring him on right now. I've got Darren Smith on the line with me. He is the third Republican to announce a primary challenge against the unrepresentative Liz Cheney. And, Darren, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Joe. We're picking up steam. And again, our theme is export Wyoming values to Washington, not the other way around anymore. That's what we're doing. That's what we're about. We have a situation where Washington has been exporting their filth. You know, we talked about the Department of Education as a great example, right? They've done nothing, but trying to push horrible ideology. Wyoming is a place of where we traditionally, our school systems, our school boards are about reading, writing, and arithmetic, about yep. local control, about parents being involved, about dialing in. And what Washington has tried to do is make it about social engineering, right? About programming, about indoctrination centers all over the country. Then they've done a great job. But we are rising up and we're fighting that off. We're going to fight that off. We're fighting it off here in Wyoming, and we're going to change Washington, D.C. I told you there's a rumble in the distance. It's a freight train, and we're going to run right through myself and legions of us.
It's like the beaches of Normandy, Joe. We're going to come in and we're going to make a beachhead. And in 2022, we have to win in 2022. And then we're going to run the table in 2024.
Yeah, you're right. We do have to win. I don't know how we're going to get. Look at that. I think we can do it, but I don't know how we're going to get past all the cheating. And unless these states start to take on some of their own, processes for elections or what have you, and really enforce them. You know, what always amazes me about the Republicans, we're always on defense. We're never really on offense. And, the Democrats had multitudes of attorneys in every state in the country in the last election ready to fight, push back on anything we brought forward. We didn't. We weren't ready for it. So I don't know what's going on there in Wyoming and how you're going to make sure you have fair and straight-up elections. Are you aware of what's being put in place for that?
You know, Wyoming does not have much cheating. There might be some software issues, but overall, we have a pretty good system. However, places like Georgia, where there was clear cheating involved, look, they just tried to pass. They're passing legislation, right? That's going to make it easier to vote, harder to cheat, right? And the left is calling them a bunch of racist, homophobic bigots for trying to do that. Arizona is doing the same thing. If there was no cheating, why are they fighting the audit in Arizona so heavily? Why is Arizona even doing those audits if they weren't concerned, passing laws if they weren't concerned, right? All over the country, we know, look, I am a licensed attorney. And I could put a murderer on death row with less circumstantial evidence than we can to prove that there was fraud in this election, Joe. That's a fact, right?
No, I agree with you. It's amazing to me how, again, this is just a bigger end of it. I go, look, the truck comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's got a bunch of ballots on it, all right? Somebody, why didn't we surround that truck? Why didn't we make so much noise that they had to call in a SWAT team? That way you would have had it all across all kinds of news going on, and people would have said, why did it come in at 3? They should have been there by 8 o'clock. Why do all the ballots look the same? That's the other thing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of ballots that look exactly alike. How does that happen?
Well, they all stop counting at the same time, Joe. They all stop counting at the same time, and all of a sudden they stop counting. We're going to wait because they're going to restart counting in the morning. We wake up, boom, all these vote dumps, and we're down in every. By the way, Biden won about half as many counties as Obama won, and he only won in the counties that he had to win. He only surged that night in the counties that he had to win.
Yeah.
So on its face, it's the locator, which means the facts speak for themselves. We know that something happened. That's why we wanted an audit. To say that nothing happened is absolutely insane. It goes against the Constitution. You know, Liz Cheney, I probably already said this, but so she went after Donald Trump, an outgoing president, to impeach him because she had unbridled ambition. She wanted to be president of the United States, Joe, and she knew the only way for her to do that, to beat him out, was to get him, was to take him out. And without due process, over false allegations, that's exactly what she did for personal gain, right? Those days have got, we've got to hold these people accountable. I mean, it's just, it's maddening, and it all feels like it's tied together. It's called the industrial military complex. And she was spawned in that. And for those your listeners who don't know what that means, President Eisenhower said that the problem with America will be this. There will be a ruling class that will form. And it will be a combination of the military, the government, and business and educational leaders. And they'll all go to the same school. They'll all be in the same businesses and the same government places, right? It's called Washington, D.C. The five richest counties in the world surround Washington, D.C. Follow the money. That's where the corruption is. And Liz Cheney and her ilk, they have got to go. We have got to go there. We've got to send our legions there, those of us in the heartland. And, yes, there is some heartland in California. There are districts that we still have, and we've got to send folks back to D.C. to finally do battle. And I mean really get serious about reforming America.
But they got to be willing to fight. It is so hard when you guys go back there and you've got a large group of other Republicans or what have you, or House members, that they're not willing to make noise. They're not willing to fight. They like things the way they are. So what has to happen is once you get there, you have to help carve out these people, isolate them so they have no power, they have nothing, and replace them next time around. And it may take two or three cycles, but we've got to stop accepting these people.
And we have to send people back there that don't want to make a career out of it, right? I am for term limits. I don't think that any U.S. congressperson should do more than 8 years in the U.S. Congress, right? That's another problem is these people think that they're entitled to go back for 20, 30, 40 years, right? And then they think that their kids after them. So it's insanity to do the same thing over and over again, Joe, to send the same corrupt political people back there from the same families and expect a different result. No, we've got to send people back that are reformers. I have a record of reform. I have a record of standing up to bullies. I have a record of even around the world. Like by the way, the Bush-Cheney doctrine is probably the worst foreign policy move of any country in world history. The idea that you can go into a culture, get completely foreign to you, and implement your system of government in that culture, but try to implement democracy in an Islamic nation,
No. You're
smoking crack, man. I mean, they actually believe that, right? Of course, they wanted the oil, too, right? And they all wanted to get rich, and they had a lot of Halliburton stock, and of course, Cheney's shares were in a blind trust, but he gave a ton of no-bid contracts to Halliburton and also the companies that Halliburton owned. I mean, the whole thing, it just reeks of corruption, right? So you have this destabilization of the world under Bush-Cheney and then under Obama. And how long did it take Trump to rein it in? I'll tell you how long. It took him 6 months to eliminate ISIS, right? And I have one more thing I would like to share with your audience. This defines the Trump administration foreign policy. There was a man named Andrew Brunson. He was detained in Turkey under the Obama administration. Turkey coughed him up because Trump went to economic war with Turkey. They coughed him up. They were concerned that he might go to military war with Turkey over one American citizen. So they let him go. He was a pastor that was jailed in Turkey, and it happened quick, and it happened around the same time that Trump destroyed ISIS. He was playing for keeps. He wasn't playing games. And he did the same thing with China. And look, we just ran the table on China. And, his foreign policy was awesome. We don't have to bully the world. Let's just export our values to the world. Our values are faith, family, and freedom, and the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. And, those are our values.
Well,
they can take on any form of government.
Doesn't hurt to have a little healthy fear either. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that helps tremendously, too, when they're not sure. They know that he'll push back, and they're not sure. And Trump was that guy. Say, look, you step over the line. I will act. And they didn't know quite what that meant. All right, real quick. Your wife is on the school board. What do you got? You guys all want to work for the government? What's the deal?
No,
you got about a minute.
It's not a paid position. So here's what happened. So I was the head of the party in our county here, and we were lobbying the state legislature on every issue that mattered to your listeners, I believe. God, family, country. If it was a pro-life bill, we were behind it. If it was a bill that they were trying to raise taxes, we fought it. And on the other side of every bill that I was fighting for or against was a lady named Marguerite Herman. Well, Marguerite Herman was the chairman of our school board, and she's running around like a card-carrying Marxist. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this lady is the chair of our school board, and here's how she acts, and here's the things that she promotes at the legislature. So I told my wife, I said, Alicia, if you don't run for school board, I'm going to. And I promise that there'll be fireworks every 2 weeks at the school board meetings. I won't let up the whole time I'm in there. And she said, oh, my goodness, I couldn't bear it. I'll run. Because she's a conservative. She has the same views as me. She just has a different approach, right? So
that's
how that happened.
Two quick questions. Ready? Real quick.
Yes.
Do you fear God?
With all my heart.
All right. Would you follow the Constitution? Do you know it, and will you follow it?
I know it, and I absolutely 100% would follow it, Joe.
All right. That's what I need to know. How do people find you?
You can go to www.MrSmithGoesToWashington.com, like the movie. Look, every dollar counts.
We got to go. You're going to run out of time. But we'll put it up there. They can go to your website. They can learn more about you. Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back. Don't go far. You got me for the next hour. It's not going to be fun. We'll be right back.